Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on making space astronaut style radio communication vocals for drum and bass. If you've ever heard those clipped, futuristic voice bits in a DNB intro or right before drop, you already know the vibe. Things like signal locked, payload ready, or command uplink can feel huge when they're treated like a transmission from deep space instead of just a normal vocal sample. That's exactly what we're building today. The key idea is simple. We're not making a lead vocal. We're making a texture, a command, a piece of atmosphere that helps the track feel more cinematic, more controlled, and way more exciting before the bass comes back in. So let's keep this beginner-friendly, use stock Ableton devices only, and build something that sounds tight, futuristic, and actually usable in a real DNB arrangement. First, choose a short vocal phrase. Keep it simple. 1 to 3 words is enough. Great options are things like signal locked, confirm, engage, or payload ready. The reason short phrases work so well in drum and bass is that the music is moving fast. You don't want the vocal to fight the drums or crowd the bass line. You want it to punch through and disappear with style. Import that audio into an audio track in Ableton. Trim away any extra silence so the first syllable hits quickly. If the recording is too loud, just lower the clip gain a bit. And if you want, keep a dry copy duplicated on another track, so you've got a clean version to compare later. Now let's shape the sound. The radio effect starts with filtering. At EQ 8 first, we want to remove the low end and the super bright top end, because that's what makes a voice feel like it's coming through a communication system instead of sounding full and natural. Try a high pass around 180 to 250 HE. That clears out the unnecessary body and keeps the vocal out of the sub-bass's way. Then add a low pass somewhere around 4.5 to 7k HE. That takes off the airy top and makes the voice feel more band-limited, like a broadcast signal. If the vocal still sounds muddy, dip a little around 250 to 400 HZ. And if it feels harsh or too present in an ugly way, try a small cut around 2.5 to 4k HZ. After EQ 8, add auto filter. This is where the voice starts to feel more like a tuned-in transmission. A band pass or high pass filter works well here. Start with a frequency somewhere around 500 HZ to 2k HZ, depending on how narrow you want the effect to feel. Turn the resonance up a bit. Maybe around 0.7 to 1.4, so it gets that radio transmitter character. Then add a little drive if you want more bite. Here's a really useful beginner move. Automate the filter frequency slightly during the phrase. That tiny movement makes it sound like the signal is changing, which instantly gives it more sci-fi personality. Now let's give it some grit. Add saturator after the filter. This is where the vocal gets that damaged transmission edge. You don't need to crush it. A little drive goes a long way. Try around 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn soft clip on so the level stays controlled. If you want a dirtier, more industrial feel, you can push it harder. But be careful. If you overdo the distortion too early, the vocal becomes fuzzy and hard to understand. The goal is still clarity inside the effect. If the sound gets too thick in the lower mids after saturation, use EQ 8 again to clean that up. In DNB, keeping the low end and low mids under control is a huge deal. That space belongs to the kick, sub, and bass line. Now let's add a little motion. For that space astronaut shimmer, try chorus ensemble or phaser flanger. Chorus ensemble is usually the easiest place to start. Keep the amount low, the rate slow, and the mix around 10 to 25%. You just want a floating, slightly synthetic movement. Not a giant wide chorus that turns the vocal into a wash. If you want a more hollow, sci-fi, broken transmitter feel, phaser flanger can be cool too. Use it gently. Slow frequency, low amount, light feedback, and a small mix setting. The idea is to add instability, not make the vocal sound like a special effect from nowhere. A good rule here is to keep the main vocal fairly centered. Don't make it super wide if it's going to sit near the drop. Let the movement happen in the effect layer, not by spreading the whole thing across the stereo field. Now for the classic comms repeat, delay. Add echo after the modulation. This is one of the most important parts of the sound, because it gives the feeling that the voice is bouncing through space or relaying through a machine. Try a delay time of 1/8 or 1/8 dB for drum and bass. 1/8 feels clean and direct. 1/8 dB feels a bit more rolling and syncopated. If you want fast chopped responses, 1/16 can also work. Keep the feedback somewhere around 15 to 35%, and don't go too heavy on the dry/wet. You usually want just enough repeat to create tension, not so much that it smears the groove. Filter the delay too, so the repeats stay narrow and don't bring back too much low end or top end. If the delay starts cluttering the mix, Lower the feedback first. That's usually the cleanest fix. This is a really effective DNB move. Place the vocal in the last two bars before the drop, then let the delay tail spill into the first snare. That tiny tail can feel like a launch bridge. At this point, your vocal should already feel pretty convincing. But now we can make it feel original by resampling it. Resampling is where the effect becomes more like a finished sound design element instead of just a chain of plugins. Route the processed vocal to a new audio track or resample it onto a fresh lane. Record one clean pass of the processed result. Once it's printed, trim the best bits. You can reverse the last syllable, duplicate a hit, or chop one little piece and use it before a drum fill. That's a really good beginner trick, because it makes the vocal feel like part of the arrangement, not like something pasted on top. In fact, one of the best uses for this sound in DNB is as a transition tool. It can introduce a section, answer the bass line, or create a little gap of tension right before the drop comes back. Here's a simple arrangement idea. In an 8-bar or 16-bar intro, you could start with a filtered, quieter transmission. Then slowly open the filter a little more over the next few bars. Add a bit more saturation and delay as the section builds. Then right before the drop, either cut the vocal sharply or leave only a tiny delayed fragment hanging in the air. That contrast is powerful. Dark bass music lives on contrast. If everything is huge all the time, nothing feels huge anymore. The vocal gives you a chance to create space, focus attention, and make the drop feel bigger. You can also use the vocal in a call and response pattern. Let the bass line play a phrase, then have the vocal answer on the offbeat. That works especially well in rollers and darker half-time DNB, where there's room between the bass phrases. Now let's add a little automation to make it feel alive. Automate the auto filter frequency so it opens slightly on the keyword. You can also raise the saturator drive a little on the final word to make that part hit harder. If you're using echo, try increasing the feedback briefly on the last syllable, then cutting it before the drop. That gives you a really nice sense of transmission and stability. You don't need huge changes. In fact, small changes often sound more believable. A tiny filter sweep, a little more drive, a short burst of delay, and maybe a subtle bit of pitch movement is often enough. And that leads to an important teacher tip. If the vocal sounds radio-like but not space-like, the missing ingredient is usually motion. Static can sound like a filter. Motion sounds like a transmission. A few quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave too much low end in the vocal. High pass it harder if needed. Don't make it too wide. The main vocal should usually stay centered. Don't drown it in reverb. For this style, short delay usually works better than a big wash. Don't choose delay timing that fights the snare pattern. Listen to it against the drums, not in solo. And don't over-distort too early. Filter first, then add grit. One more huge tip. Always check the vocal with the drum loop and bass line playing together. Something can sound awesome in solo and then vanish once the drop is happening. In drum and bass, the mix context matters a lot. If you want to level this up, try a parallel version. Keep one vocal chain cleaner and more readable, and another more damaged and delayed. Blend them quietly. That can give you a really believable clean command plus broken signal vibe. You can also create different versions from the same sample. One version can be clean and controlled. Another can be more aggressive, with stronger filtering and delay. And another can be chopped up into tiny fragments for a glitchy emergency transmission feel. A really good practice challenge is to take one short phrase, process it, resample it, then make three versions: clean command, damaged transmission, and glitchy dropout. Put them into one loop and test which one works best before the drop. So to recap, the sound comes from narrow filtering, a bit of saturation, subtle modulation, short rhythmic delay, and smart automation. Keep it tight. Keep it band limited. Keep it moving just enough. And make sure it leaves room for the sub and bass line to do their job. That's the core of the Space Astronaut Style Radio Communication Vocal in Ableton Live 12. Once you get this chain down, you'll be able to reuse it for intros, breakdowns, fills, and drop transitions over and over again. And that's where it starts to feel like a real signature DNB tool. Alright, now fire up your session, grab a one or two word sample, and build your own mission, control transmission.